Unit 8. Recording 8.
So, Sharon, imagine you had to start a brand new community.
Yes.
I know it's a difficult question, but ideally, where would it be?
I'd probably choose somewhere quite warm.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have any issues of flooding or, you know, too much snow to deal with, something like that. And then I choose another place than most people would probably choose, not an island.
Mm. Where exactly?
But I think, somewhere in France. I don't know why.
Oh, somewhere in France.
I liked it.
Okay.
And
who would be there? The French only or a mixture of people?
No, it would need to be a mix of people and they'd need to be able to help one another.
In what way?
Well, I'd like to take one person who's an expert in one field, another person who's an expert in another field. So you have, you know, arty people, manually skilled people, good orators, good writers.
So a whole range of skills.
Exactly.
All going into the melting pot.
Yes, but I wouldn't have too many people to start with, although if it's too small a group, then I suppose you risk falling out. But I think if you keep that group fairly small to begin with, then you can draw up your own special laws, govern yourselves.
Would it need laws, do you think, this utopian society?
Well, ideally there'd be no laws, but because people are human, I think you would probably have to still come up with some ground rules, yes.
What would be the most important one?
I think not to physically hurt somebody else, I suppose.
Right, so pretty much like we have at the minute.
Yes, I suppose. Well, what do you-